Hi, I'm really hoping I have the right place here. I'm the artist that was looking for a model. We talked on the phone. Oh, thank God. So, yeah, hi. Wow, your voice doesn't do you justice at all. It's really nice to meet you. Hmm? Oh, yes, I'll come in. Kind of awkward for the neighbors if I started working in the hallway, right? That was bad. I'm sorry. You have a lovely home here. So many windows. As a painter, I'm an absolute sucker for natural light like this. And this place, wow. I mean, if I wasn't here to paint you, I could spend all day sketching your apartment. It's simply gorgeous. That's not to say that you aren't absolutely stunning yourself, because you are. I just that your taste in decor and living spaces is, and with all this sunlight, I mean, oh, I think I'm gonna stop talking now. Yes, a drink would be lovely, thank you. And it'll, you know, give me time to get my foot out of my mouth and figure out how I want you. To paint, like posing and lighting and water is just fine, thank you. Hmm? Ah, thank you. My hands are a little occupied, so if you could just put it, that is a very white towel you have there. Could I ask what kind of bleach you use? Yeah, I am trying to distract myself from the fact that said towel is all you're wearing. And wearing it very well, I might add. Yes, I am also aware that you plan on modeling nude. I am the one who requested it, after all. It's just, there's a difference between looking at a beautiful woman as a man and looking at her as an artist. At the moment, I am very much a simple man, looking at a very gorgeous woman, and trying very hard not to make a fool of himself, any more than he already has in this case. Well, I thank my lucky stars for finding the one nude model in the city who is both stunningly beautiful and willing to tolerate a blithering idiot like myself. Alright, so I vote we finish up with Embarrass the Artist Half to Death time, and actually get on to the art team. It's so a word. It's just I made it up right now, so it's now a word. Okay, Missy, time for you to be quiet and just look pretty, okay? Oh yes, the man can give orders. Here's another one. Remove your towel and go recline on that lovely seat in front of the window. The setting sun will backlight you wonderfully there. Don't say it. Please don't say it. I can literally see what you're thinking. Don't. I hear it in every class from every model and... oh... I hate you. Just pose already. Ugh. You look amazing. Just tilt your head back a little. Perfect. And bend your knee outward so your leg casts a shadow inward over your body. That's it. Now hold still, but don't be afraid to tell me if you need to move. We'll start with a sketch. You're not too cold, are you? I'm only asking because it looks like you're starting to get goosebumps and other bumps. Now who's the one embarrassed? Consider it karma for that overused Titanic quote. I told you not to say it. Hey, relax. We're professionals here, right? It's just something that happens. If anything, it adds texture to the picture. Of course I'm adding it to the finished piece. The goosebumps, your nipples, and the adorable blush that's currently creeping across your cheeks and down your neck. I feel it'll add a sense of innocence to an otherwise sultry image. Stop squirming, please. Do you need to take a break? You seem to be having trouble sitting still. Getting stiff, perhaps? Or maybe you're getting looser. More relaxed and involved in the process than you thought you would? You know, I'd be more inclined to believe you if your hips weren't rocking just that little bit. Or if your thighs didn't have that slight tremble to them. Eyes of an artist, dear. It's my job to see details. And trust me, it is no hardship to take in all of you. You know, the sketch for this pose is more or less done. If you're having trouble keeping still, perhaps we should move on to a new one. Wonderful. Let's move over to that armchair and put you in the direct sunlight there. Alrighty, legs spread please. I want your knees to be touching the arms of the chair. Just like that. God, the sunlight makes you look like you're glowing. And it shimmers so prettily off the wetness of your pussy. I did tell you, it's different to look at you as an artist. It changes my perspective. But I bet you just like being looked at, don't you? You like my eyes roaming all over that gorgeous body, taking in every single detail. My gaze an almost physical touch in its perusal. You're trembling, my dear. Are you cold again? Or is it the opposite now? Are you getting hot? Is your body burning and aching for a touch? Well, Don't let me stop you. Feel free to touch to your heart's content. Just don't move your legs. The cover of your thigh is giving me a bit of trouble. Moaning already? My, you must be sensitive. I said, don't move your legs. I don't care how good it feels when you pinch and twist your nipples like that. Sit still. Good. All right. I do believe I've captured your lower half in enough detail that I can move on, which requires you to move your hands away. Oh, don't whine at me. Just do it. Let go of your tits. Now. Good. Good girl. No. Keep them on the arms of the chair for now. I want your torso to be long and... You know what? Could you arc your back a bit for me? Just enough to see the curve. Perfect. Hold it right there. You're really getting desperate, aren't you? Whimpering with each breath, sweating despite the goosebumps, and... I can even see your dripping pussy clenching from all the way over here. Poor thing. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm almost done. Just a little more shading, and then we can focus on getting just the right expression on that lovely face, alright? Okay. Don't move, baby. Keep those delectable breasts thrust out, as if begging to be kissed. Alrighty, sweetheart. All done with your torso. You can relax. Take a breath. That's it. You really are so beautiful, all flushed and trembling like that. Go ahead and touch how you want, baby. Tease your clit. Stroke your pussy. But don't look away. I want to see your face when you come. Yes, I think that would be the perfect face for this picture, don't you? You hardly heard a word I said after touch, did you? Don't rub so hard, baby. You're going to hurt yourself. Your clit's too adorable to be abused like that. Come on, slow down. Your thighs are shaking so much, jerking and spasming with every stroke. Does it really feel that good? Or maybe it's just because you're being watched, Do you think, if I stared at and studied you long enough, you could come without being touched? A thought for next time, perhaps. But for now, I want to see you ease a finger or two inside of your poor, neglected cunt. Nice and easy. Oh, sweetheart. Two fingers and not a bit of resistance. So fucking wet. In fact, you're starting to stain that lovely chair with how much you're dripping. You already look so close, baby. Are you really going to come so soon? Oh, we will definitely have to see how close I can get you with just my gaze sometime. But for now, eyes on me, sweetheart. I want to see you come. Here you go, baby. Rub your clit faster now. Fuck yourself deeper. Don't look away. I said, don't fucking look away. Close your eyes again, and I will come over there and make you stop. You know I will. Harder now. Grind your palm against your clit and finger fuck your pussy as deep as you can. Oh, that's it. Fuck yourself for me, sweetheart. Show me what you look like when you come. Will you whimper? Scream, perhaps? Or will you just bite your lip and shudder in ecstasy? Show me, baby. Let me see. Faster. Harder. That's it. That's it, baby. So fucking beautiful. Come for me. Now. Right. Fucking. Now. Oh, I do believe this is going to be my best piece yet. But should I make it a gallery piece? Or keep it for my own private collection? Perhaps we can talk it over during our next session. It would seem we've lost the light for today, and I dislike working in artificial lighting. What about me? Oh, sweetheart. Let's just say, we may not know if being watched is enough for you, but watching is more than enough for me. No, don't try to get up. Modeling can be tiring if done right. Here, have some water, and I'll show myself out. Same time next week? Tomorrow? Well, I'll have to see if I could pencil you in. I'll call you? Alrighty, I'll see you later then.